This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Happy Legompo Friday. As you can hear the sounds, man, this is Babette Rashwazin, Parachute, alongside Emily Mahobs, not forgetting Master KG, Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. You're still rocking with the best, the one, the only, your side chick's favorite DJ. How about the Winter Stock himself? It is the Capricorn Adventure on a Friday afternoon, right? Welcome to the final hour of the show. And as you know, every single Friday, what we do is that we introduce to you great people that are doing amazing behind the sounds of Legompo. Today is no different. Joining me in studio right now, the stunning voice that's on the streets, man. Trust and believe, Lua Homo's very own. From her humble beginnings to making her name for herself, or a name for herself, rather, she goes by the name of Emily Mahobs. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Kimbe.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much, man, for coming through to share this time with us, right? We really do appreciate you celebrating Legompo Friday with us.
Thank you for the opportunity as well.
All righty. So, look, when I have a guest in studio, right?
Yes.
I usually play a game with them. I call it this or that. So I'll give you two options and then you choose one from the options, right?
Okay.
Yeah, nothing complicated. Don't panic. Nothing complicated, right? Right. TikTok or Facebook?
Facebook.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Okay. Single or taken?
Single.
Okay. All right. Now, working in studio or performing?
Working in studio.
All right. Since we got that out the way, now we know. The listeners know, right? So let's get to know you a bit more.
Okay.
So for someone that knows your music but don't really know who you are, how would you describe yourself, Gerayana, as Emily? What kind of person is Emily?
What kind of person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dumelang batheletso, right? First and first, ke le betu le dumetse.
Yebo.
Ka lena ke na Emily Mahobs, as you heard. Emily is just a vibrant person. Ke rata go smile. I'm forever happy. Le ke na le mathata, you won't tell. And ke tumile ka go dira di concept tsa dikosha tse di funny. Tse di funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
But in a way, I'm just a happy person, no, generally.
That's beautiful. All right. Now, let's take it back, you know, just to get to know that time when you realized what you really, really love. Your love for music is there. When was that time? When did you realize, or you know what, as Emily, I really love music?
I think there was a time when Pilon Bagadilo nedili sharp, but ki feel incomplete.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, no, let me go back to music, because I grew up in a family of music. My dad is a musician, my mom and my brothers.
Okay.
So I grew up singing in a band in my family. My brothers were playing, I was singing.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was the only one singing. So I left all that life, everything, education, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Then I was like, I am incomplete. It was like a calling to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, it was saying, come back. And when I came back, they were like, Mara, don't you think, or maybe you could have pursued this thing when you were like 18, 19, 20. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going in, even if I'm 50, I will go in.
Yeah.
I'm going in because I just want the stage.
Mm.
And at that time when I came in, all I wanted was the stage and the studio.
Yeah.
It was not even about if somebody paid me. The way we get to be like,
it's just a love for it.
Yeah.
But now, speaking of which, so since you're from that family, you know, a family of musicians and whatnot, so it's never, you know, a bad thing, or they would never take it otherwise to say, well, what's up again? This is the only thing I want to focus on. Like, they don't even second guess you about, you know, life. Because, I mean, music is like soccer. Like, you can't really tell if you'll make it or not,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But now, when it comes to you having that discussion with your family, is it just into like, oh, okay, yeah, no, it's fine, you can do it? Or how do they respond to that?
My brothers were jealous. I'm the only girl. I have four brothers, actually five. My brothers were jealous that when I said I'm going back, they were like, then when I started, Kaba persistent. I get sort of get I pushed doors alone, independently.
Mm.
I pushed doors and making a little confidence. I'm gonna send Babette Khashoz and my vocals.
Yeah.
I need a feature. I'm gonna send Villager SA my vocals. I need a feature. And I did so. Then God just said, yeah, come to studio.
Mm.
And I carry when you come in, you know where you're walking blindfolded. 100%.
Yeah.
But stresses some music. it's too much for the artist, but I handled it well. To a point, to family, even when I'm not gigging or anything, they support me because they know what regular sharp. I come back, I spoil them.
100%.
Like, I make them, I don't make them feel out. So, ban support ile in a way. Though, kisa ku ba ba leta di koshacha, ka ba di leta reke itoka gate.
Wow, man, that's so beautiful. I mean, we you didn't start with Lokompo as a genre, but what made you fall in love with the genre to say, this is where I'm going to focus on now?
Okay, ke nna Molobedu. Mma ke Motsonga, bo papa ke Molobedu.
Okay.
So growing up, ke utheletsa bo Penny Penny, you know, the likes, everything. But I never thought in my life for ke tlo apela le kompo because I was like, you know, my piano. I was like, yo, R&B as well, you know, something soulful as well.
Okay.
So when I came into Lukompo, I just went into studio, Garno, open this beat, I want to try it. And I tried it. Everybody was like, what? Then I'm like, no, we are here for piano, not this.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, you know what, let me not just come in, gather it. Let me try something different before Gita to the genre. Because I never thought I would even know how to sing ka Kilobedi Uba Spedi generally. So, the attention, yeah, vocal, yeah, it gave me hope for a
100%.
How about you just try the genre, then you'll say hola, you can do certain features to show your original vocals.
Yeah.
Or dijwakai. So Lukompo so far it's
treating you well.
Yeah, it's treating me well.
Oh, that's an amazing thing. So I mean, as we all know, starting a music career, you know, has its challenges, right? Maybe can you take us some of the challenges you feel that you face, you know, throughout or through this journey that you've been on?
Most of us, the artists, ne, the challenger na they're not that much big. It's when Kosha Osana a hit song, when you no longer have a song that's been played rotating. That's only when you start feeling the pressure, or I need to go to studio. I need to, so now everything is amopotleng ya gago. So generally when you don't have gigs, that's only when you feel the challenges. But when there's gigs, you can manage to go to any studio and work with anyone that wants to work. For example, this year I had good opportunities, like popular people asked me where to get the studio, but the gigi by that time they were not there. So I couldn't make it to Studio Sele, Pretoria, out of the province.
Okay.
And at that time the person is trending and they need you in studio. So I just, and after what you have to think, then I was like, you know, I know people, let me just gather a team myself. These are my challenges, build with me. Then more stacking, it's better than me stacking alone, modeling than giving Lebatobang to comfort me.
No, that's very true. That's very true. All right, so I'm still hanging out with Lebahomo's very own. She goes by the name of Emily Mahobs, right? Don't forget that we are live right now. We are live right now on TikTok at Capricorn FM. Check us out. If you want to see the lovely lady that I'm speaking to right now, just check us out on TikTok at Capricorn FM. If you have any questions, any compliments for the sister that's in the studio, who is Emily Mahobs, do send them through. I see a message here that says, Happy Friday, Bash. And Emily, I love her faith. I love her energy. Mjolo later. She's going far with music. It's in her blood. This is from Andrew Macheke.
Andrew, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Beautiful stuff, man. So, I mean, let's talk about, you know, your songwriting skills. What inspires you? Or where do you get, you know, the inspiration to write these songs that, you know, that are produced and...
Okay, most of the inspiration is my life experiences.
Okay.
Like, for instance, parachute. Let me just do a song about this. Then the other things, I just put myself life as it is.
Okay.
Honestly speaking, women on my show, they are our friends. So most of the things that kidi walang, they are life experiences.
Okay, really interesting. I mean, I've been blessed to be in spaces, you know, where people actually make music and whatnot. But I want to find out from you, how long does it actually take you to wrap up a song?
Like when I get into studio?
Yeah.
Okay, my problem right now is that since I started knowing how to produce as well.
Wow.
It takes me long, but before that, as long as I could lay the leading vocals, I 20 minutes is enough for Okoshebel the Bakings. So, yeah, it doesn't take long.
Doesn't, 20 minutes,
Yeah.
I mean, you've had, you know, great features as well, as we you mentioned, you know, the likes of Boba Bete, Bo Prince Benza, to name a few, right?
Yes.
What do you think? Is it easy maybe to secure these features for the Lekompo genre?
Yeah, that's, honestly speaking, how easy. It's not easy to secure a feature and now we've got the talent. Let me just say, you can secure a feature but not be popular as well, or not be known. But maybe the song is Kaya Furthermore, or maybe the song is Bagale Baskati Barope Lawena. So securing a feature, ubi manyana. But if you are lucky, jajilelengwe, when you go out there, people see you, they plug you then you get a feature. It's not easy to secure a feature because 100%. Artists, before you get to an artist, you send to management out there to look at the Ranger studio mostly.
That's true.
And to grab somebody's attention while you're busy on a day-to-day life, it's not easy to get that artist to work with you. But when they've spotted you, you are lucky. I feel very lucky. You know, look, Oshale, Prince Benza, Babette Khashwazeni, Master KG.
Those are big people.
Yeah, because the day people know me, and I'm happy to do lele bona ke satena ka mara lekom.
Yes, yes.
The day people know me, it's gonna be a bonus, you know. That ke khale ke pushing.
You've been pushing in the game, right? So I mean, as I mentioned, utswa o lele ba khomo, right? And we know that there are two male artists that are on top of their game that are from there, right?
Yes, yes.
So anything maybe in the pipeline ya rotlo ba o bereka le bo mkhaya ba gago anytime soon?
Hey, Kim Bash. You remember go buditse kare beginning of the year, actually, I think January, when one of them was creating an album, EP album.
Yeah.
They gave me a location straight and invite, home girl, come to studio. But unfortunately, logistics is a discovery. So going furthermore, I think maybe I must keep kicking the door.
You have to.
Then one day people batlo kirea mollo uduka leba home. All directions dilibile leba home. So I'm hopeful gore going furthermore it will be possible. It will be talibone.
No, most definitely. Radinyaga di feature journey, right?
Thank you.
So another thing that I've noticed on social media, right, is that especially when it comes to female vocalists, there's these comments that people throw around to say this one wants to sound like this one, or you want to sound like a certain artist, you know. As you know, you being yourself, how do you take these comments and how do you move forward from them?
Those comments, they can kill you or make you. Sometimes, I remember there was a time when I was like, you know what, I'm no longer releasing this song because people are giving me negativity.
Okay.
Though Kibonawari, it grabbed attention to popular people, or no, please give us the song, we want to play it on stage on our sets.
Yeah.
But then, other than that, I would say my advice to every artist, everybody's gonna compare until the day utlo dumang, they're gonna go back and see, or no man, this person never changed how they came
100%,
in, or this person has been originally. And when they compare me to somebody else, ki feel okare ki dira jona in a way, because I wanna mutu aka notorang au compare le a superstar osadi richona. So you grabbed attention. So ba fela ba re very good publicity, bad publicity. Can be good. So hopefully but all right. I take them bad na kongwe but kya leka
kumoto.
Yeah, kumoto.
At the end of the day, you know. So I mean, you've been pushing music for a while now, right? Are there any maybe producers or artists that you feel like, you know what, you can't wait to work with? Any producers in particular?
Any producers in particular? Okay, the excitement studio in January or beginning of the year. If that opportunity comes again, I must grab it by the horns.
Yeah.
Buddy Sucks. I love his work. And the other thing is that it doesn't matter if you're big or not when you are a producer. But I, and the other producers that I'm starting to work with, Kinsala also, so Lebona is still a work in progress. Yeah. But I don't have a wish list yari producer because I take every beat as a hit. As long as Nkari Kia Namela, I would work. But I would really, really love to see myself one day. Lukompo, kino kwa bar kapza the small rokopela lukompo likeli name. I would be honored. That would be record breaking. Or Black Coffee, you know. That would be because we want it to broaden.
100%.
The language as well.
Before I let you go, where can people find you on the socials and maybe for bookings?
Okay, social media. Litlangkumana. More Facebook, le TikTok, and for bookings, social media alikena Emily Mohops. So for bookings, see the number check the gate on. Sorry guys, not to be unprofessional. For bookings, le tang kuma na moro 079-075-4473. For bookings, I repeat 079-075-4473.
No, Emily Mohops, thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. We really do appreciate you, and all the best in your future endeavors. I'm sure we are planning to drop an EP, an album.
Kimbesh, by the way,
yes,
I have a song. It's coming out the week of the 13th, 14th, October. It's called Hekele He.
All right. I'm about to play it.
This song, I love it. I love it so much because even if it's not mereko, let me just get up and try to record something and release something. Yeah. Let me try to push. So mushumo logasbo na shumisha talenta o yamazoro yengweli yengwe. So don't sit back. Wabam sadi waro wana munna wasiboni munna wana community of property.
No, that was beautiful. I like that.
Thank you.
Wasiboni community of property.
Thank you.
Let us wrap it up.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.